sending me that document.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no problem.
Good luck. I should know who my neighbor's
closest.
I do want to do that interview with you, so.
Okay.
Not this month, but I don't have room. I'll send you some questions.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. Either way,
all right, yeah. Cruising with Chuck Toombs.
As a kid, one of my students had a 53-year-old car. It was a pretty common man. Folks, we'll get past just a few more minutes. We'll get started. Okay. Folks, I'm sorry, we're starting a little bit late. We were late and Guy was on the phone, so let's get into the meat of our meeting tonight. I apologize for the delay. We're having our regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District tonight. All proceedings of the meeting will be tape recorded. May I have a roll call of all the members present? Director Wright?
Here.
Director Toombs is here. Director Laughlin?
Here.
And Director Stein?
Here.
Director Kozel is out of the country, and we all knew that coming into the meeting, so she will not be here tonight. This is the time when we normally have public comments. We're going to have no more than 20 minutes of public comments if necessary, with 5 minutes per person. Public comments are regarding things that are not on the agenda. So with that in mind as the ground rules, is there anybody who would like to have the staff to make some public comments? Joan, please come on up.
Thank you, David. The professional public commenter. A couple of general things. People should know that the pharmacy has the H1N1 flu shots. They started them yesterday. They'll be also this Saturday, next Wednesday, and next Saturday from 10 to 2. Same wonderful two nurses that have been coming to give us flu shots for a while. And I got something that I was kind of curious about the second my mailbox today, given that there's an electronic waste pickup in the lot down here. Somebody is going around saying that they'll come to your house the same day. And I don't know, Kathy, have you seen that?
No.
I got one. Oh, yeah. Okay. Item number 3. Given what happened to my car, I've been taking a look at the lighting in the park. You know, I really think this board should consider better lighting. It's not too bad right out here, but it's not great up there opposite the annex. It's not great on the road down, as I found out, and it is not good in the parking lot. So I think that's something that the board should put on an agenda sometime to take a look at what it would be that would take. And then finally, I don't know what's happening with the light down here in Arlington, Kensington Park Road, but the other day, I just happened to be walking out, it was Tuesday, walking to the library, walk turned red, and three cars ran up. And I have not seen a police officer up there monitoring that intersection for a while, and perhaps it might be a good idea to resume that.
Okay, my last comment, Chief Harmon, is to take the address and deal with it.
As far as the traffic light, Tuesday and Wednesday, I met with the UC Berkeley traffic study survey team, and the Public Works Department was also represented at that meeting. They're putting their report together now. I don't want to talk about the preliminary investigation. I mean, I don't want to give the details now until the report is completed. But the report's been completed. As far as enforcement, I don't know what time of the day Joan's referring to. We can't post someone up there 24/7, but we make a special effort to have someone up there during the school hours, commute hours, whatever. And that too will be addressed in the traffic survey report that's due tonight.
Maybe this is an addendum. You know, all the major cities now have photo-operated traffic center intersections. They'll take a picture of someone going through a red light, for example. That's not.
Well, yeah, okay, I've been here. One of the things that the report's going to come out and say is basically increased enforcement is about the major thing that we can do to eliminate some of the problems down there. And I said this from day one. Basically, we could have strict enforcement of traffic violations down there, but I probably wouldn't have a job, too. But that's going to come out in the report, okay. Get the reasons why and everything else, and we can address it at that time when I present the report.
Fair enough. When's that report?
Like I said, we met Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't know how long it's taking to formalize it and give me the first draft. I review it, send it back to them to give me a final draft. Hopefully by the next meeting we should have it.
Okay.
Chuck, the time was during the school.
During the school hours?
Yes.
Okay, let me address that real quick.
It was at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, depending on the time of day and our staffing available, I mean, as it is now, we usually have one officer on duty at a time. So it just depends on what our staffing was at that time.
In any case, it's on your radar for addressing.
So absolutely.
We'll let the chief deal with that. We have more public comments.
Yes. And please correct me if this is not the right time to make this.
For those of you who don't know, this is Gloria Morrison.
There you go. I'm going to change my name. I was curious. Has the negotiations of the board with the Police Officers Association been concluded?
Excuse me?
The negotiations of the board with the police officers?
No, it has not been concluded.
Okay. I wondered where that was going, and I think I've said it before, but I would once again hope that even though they're worth everything to the citizens of Kensington, that they will consider not taking the pay increases that the contract may have allowed because of our financial situation and because we were trying to tell the citizens of Kensington that everything that could be done about the budget, about revenue, about keeping us solid has been done.
Hi, Lynn Walter. I attended the Kensington Fire Protection District meeting last night, and they reported that they attended the LAFCO meeting yesterday and said that they took their attorney with them. I asked about legal fees to date. They said that they have spent $9,500 year to date on legal fees.
From January 1 or
fiscal year. Sorry. Was it $9,500, I think
that's
you said?
What you said.
Yeah. Joel was there last night. I think it was $9,500 is what you said.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then they proceeded to say that most of that expenditure was because you refused to negotiate with them on the lease. And so I have asked for copies of the invoices to verify that fact. Just for further edification, they spent $28,000 last year on legal fees mostly for LAFCO and for the lease for the public safety building. They have budgeted $50,000 for legal for this year. I'm assuming that it's also for LAFCO. And so that's just about a police officer salary, is that about right?
Probably. A little bit less than a police officer salary.
Yeah, and so this just doesn't seem like a really good use of public funds.
Okay. In response to their comment that I didn't negotiate them, actually, I was negotiating with them. That's why they spent the legal fees.
Yes.
I mean, it's the reverse. I actually did negotiate with them vigorously over every point. That they had to see their attorney is their right and responsibility. But to somehow claim that I didn't negotiate is like claiming... that's disingenuous. I find that really unfair.
Thank you. Yeah. It just seems so peculiar that we're spending... in the neighborhood of $80,000 on legal fees between two organizations that are community organizations, and I would think that there could be better ways to spend tax dollars.
Well, I think they picked an unfortunate choice of words, but thank you for telling us about
it. You're okay. Welcome.
If there's no other board member comments, let's move on. Excuse me, and more public comments, let's move on to board member and staff comments. Any board member comments? I have one myself.
My only comment is the bumps and bruises and lumps on my face. You cannot blame on Kathy. We had a date with my dermatologist this afternoon.
Oh, dear. Anything from you?
No.
Director Kozel asked me to point out that throughout the negotiations and discussions over Chief Harmon's evaluation, we were somehow... She thought we were working under the misapprehension that his contract expired in September. His contract actually expires in June, I believe, so we will be doing a next round of employment evaluation probably this spring, just to make that point.